Hi, my name is Raya Nair, and I'm going to read the article, From Stage to Screen, The Acting Career of Sedona Raphael, Class of 24, written by Alina Zhang, and published in the Arts and Entertainment section of the March 2024 issue of The Tower. From the beam to center stage, Sedona Raphael, Class of 24, has had quite a successful high school acting career. Recently featured on the TV show Law and Order, Raphael has played many roles since her debut in middle school. While others are out with their friends, Raphael attends acting classes and summer intensives, and whether it's preparing for auditions or building her technique, she has invested lots of time into her passion. Raphael aspires to major in musical theater to continue to master her art. What musicals have you been in, and what roles have you played? I played Catherine in Newsies last year, which was super fun. It was a great experience to get to have that role. Some of my favorite roles that I have played. I have played 00 in The Wolves, I've been in Mary Poppins, Bambi Bernay in Curtains, and I played about 7 different roles in The Laramie Project. It was crazy. It was a self-directed show over 3 weeks, so our cast was made up of 10 actors who basically walked the process ourselves. When and how did you start acting? I always grew up singing in the back of my mom's car or just for fun, and so music has always been a part of my life. For a long time, I was actually a competitive gymnast, so that was how I performed then, on the floor and on the beam. One day, I had an injury where I couldn't go to the gym anymore, so my mom decided to sign me up for an open call at a community theater for a little musical, and I ended up getting the lead in that show. Once I did that, I did not want to go back to the gym, and then I really started pursuing acting and theater professionally. Can you describe your acting and training background? I take private voice lessons, I have an acting class, and I do a lot of summer intensives. A lot of learning I've done, though, is from different projects I've had the opportunity to be a part of. I've always been the biggest supporter of the fact that you watch and you learn. Being around other people, you can always pick up new information, even just watching a TV show. When someone has a line, I would just pause it and say it back as myself to see how I would say that line. Over the years, I have been so grateful to have all these opportunities and the training that I need to get this far. How do you prepare for auditions under time pressure? It's a bit different for musicals and TV and film. For musicals, I always have an audition binder with all my songs that I sing in it, and those will be ready to go at any moment, and I have about 6 monologues in my head at all times, so I can just throw them out any time they are needed. If it's a musical, I will always do character work and understand the show and the background and why it's an important story to tell. For TV and film, I'll get a request for a self-tape, which is where you film yourself at home doing the material that they sent you. I've had cases where they send you a scene that morning and you have to record it and get it back by that night. And sometimes I will get a call that says, "Hey, we need you tomorrow in Brooklyn to shoot." So it definitely takes a lot of practice, and I've gotten better at it over the years, but it can be a little stressful. There are a lot of great people that will always help you, and it's really fun. Do you get any criticism from judges or just being in the public view? How do you deal with that? It's hard because part of being on stage and performing and acting is being vulnerable, which is not something that's super easy, especially when you're telling such a truthful and important story. I think some of the best advice I've ever been told is that you've got to do it because you love it, because it's such a hard business and art is subjective, so what I like isn't going to be the same as what someone else likes, and that's okay. Sometimes it comes with criticism, and sometimes it's hard to understand why. The biggest thing is just to keep going and not let anybody get in your head, and know that if you're doing it because you love it, it's the right thing. How do you balance school, multiple acting projects, and all the other aspects of your life? I've always been a busy kid. If I'm not acting, I'm singing. If I'm not singing, I'm dancing. If I'm not dancing, I'm doing something else. I'd say time management, organization, and having a really good support system is huge. I could not do what I'm doing without the support of my parents and my friends. Having that is so important to maintain a healthy and balanced lifestyle. What advice would you give to a younger version of yourself or someone who aspires to become an actress? Don't take yourself too seriously and find the joy in what you are doing. Art is about telling important stories and making change and using your voice to promote kindness and good. Perfect is boring. Nobody likes perfect. You don't want to see somebody be perfect. They're not human. Perfect is unattainable. Human is what we want to see. I would just say, be yourself and don't really care about what other people think. Do it because you love it.